Sleep like a champion with your engineered sleep.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Were you hurt at work? Injured in a car wreck? Had a DUI? Going through a divorce? Call the Dunaway Law Firm. This father and son team work aggressively to get their clients the help and the results they deserve. Don't wait. Don't feel all alone. Call today, 224-1144, to get a tiger on your side. Again, that's 224-1144 to get your free consultation today. Visit them on the web, dunawayfirm.com. That's dunawayfirm.com. Go Tigers.
We are back. Walt Tulip Road Rage. We are at the South Carolina International Auto Show at the Greenville Convention Center. It's an incredible event. Over 250 vehicles on the premises. It's, listen, I don't know whether you're in the market shopping for a vehicle or not. I mean, but maybe you will be in a year. The great part about this is that they're all under one roof. So it saves you the travel. You can just come here and you can see everything that's available. All of these makers are showing you their best wares at this event. And there's something for everybody. There's certainly things to entertain the kids. We're going to learn more about all of that from Alan, who's one of the wheels of the event. How are you, Alan?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good to see you again.
I know. It's been a year.
I know. I mean, your Seahawks actually made the playoffs, Alan.
So it's better than last year,
right. But
it's still ended bad. So I'm blaming you.
Yeah, it's my fault. It's always my fault. But hey, you were competitive. It was a good game.
I think Dallas played their game.
Yeah.
As a Seattle fan, I was yelling at my TV the whole game, especially the second half.
Well, you know, look, let's be honest. Right now, you're a better home team than away team. And the fact that you had to go on the road, had that game been in Seattle, you absolutely win the game. So you're moving in the right direction. You reestablished the running game.
And I don't know how Vegas people are picking odds like that for those games. It was ended up being, what, I think Dallas -2.5 or something on that line. But that game could have been a 7-6 game. It could have been a 40-20 game.
True.
Like, Dallas can play really good, really bad. Seattle's a little more consistent. But Dallas at home is really hard to beat. So
yes.
We just could have modified our game plan a little bit in the second half.
Wait till next year.
Yep. I mean, that's all I got, right?
Well, yeah, look, I think they're getting better. I think they're going back to their roots a little bit, finding the physical nature of the run game, which is something they got away from. So I think maybe next year you'll make a run at it. And Russell isn't going anywhere, so I think
he's not going anywhere yet.
Right.
And what makes or what drives me crazy is the first half. I get it, run game. We need to do that. I am all supportive of it. But in the regular season against the Panthers when we were down, we started throwing it a lot more in the second half.
Yeah.
So kind of where did that go? Where did it come? It's a playoff game. You're one and done. So that's what a lot of people in Seattle are talking about, kind of unleashing Russell Wilson and using the air a little more when the running game just wasn't happening. Dallas did what they needed to do. They needed to stop the run and make enough plays on the offensive side to beat us. And they played their game to perfection. We unfortunately came up a couple points short.
Yeah.
But to next year it is.
That's well done, Alan. You know, so if you ever give up the auto show deal, you can come and partner with me. All right, so talk to us, Alan, about what is going on here. It really is an incredible event. It's motorized vehicles as far as the eye can see.
Correct. From hall to hall, motorized vehicles. We're pushing probably closer to 400 cars once you add in all the exotics, the car clubs. We have 7 different car clubs here. We have 2 different custom shops. We have another shop here that's doing a live tent for a car.
Really?
The whole show. Okay. So we're closer to 400. You add in all the test drive cars, there's basically something for everyone to see.
Now, you say the exotics. Where are the exotics located?
So the exotics are going to be closer down to Hall 2 where all the car clubs are.
Okay.
But you're going to see some Lamborghinis, some McLarens.
Really?
And that wasn't at the show last year, so it is at the show this year. So make sure you come in, bring the camera to take some photos of those cars.
Oh, absolutely incredible. And again, all of the makers under one roof, all of the manufacturers under one roof. So even for somebody who's thinking about shopping for a vehicle at some point in the future, this is a great place to start.
Absolutely. So you don't have to be buying a car the next 2 weeks,
right,
next 2 months. If you have just an idea of maybe I want an SUV versus a sedan or a truck instead of SUV, you can come here. You can ask all the questions you want about lane assist, about tank gasoline and all that stuff. There's basically a question here that someone can help you out with.
And make some comparisons in your own mind so that when you do get around to it, you'll have an idea. I mean, as opposed to, because there's no way you could go shop all these vehicles. I mean, it's impossible. It would take you forever.
If you wanted to do what you can do at the auto show, it would probably take you a full week of just visiting dealerships.
Right. And so we don't like that. And it's a great place to come out and bring the family and bring the kids as well. There are lots of activities for the kids too, right?
There's lots of new activities this year. First off, we have a kids test drive. So not only can adults test drive cars here, but kids can go around in those little cars there, test drive and drive the parents crazy. That's one of the good things. We also have a spider jump here where kids can kind of get into harnesses and they can do flips and all that stuff.
How about that?
And like last year, we're bringing the wildlife animals back. That is just a huge hit.
And as part of that, there are birds of prey, right? And
correct. So we got some owls, some eagles, some possums. These are all wild animals. Some of them were just left in lakes or whatnot, but this organization, they basically take the time and all the effort and money.
Oh, really?
Okay. To getting these animals back into shape so they can just kind of continue on with their life.
And there's also food and drink available here, right?
Food and drinks available here as well. So you guys can't actually bring in food and drinks, but we have a cafeteria here that serves anything that you need. And you can always have those while you're looking around at the cars.
And the hours of the show, today and tomorrow are 10 to 9.
Correct.
And Sunday is 10 to 5?
10 to 5.
And what about admission? $8 for adults?
Correct. And then seniors and military, it's $5. And then kids 12 and under is free. And I did want to throw it out here.
Kids, well, I would just say that. 12 and under free kids. That's a big deal. Go to the Atlanta Aquarium, see how that works for you.
Or for my kids, go to Disneyland and see how that works for you.
That's right. That's right.
It's going to cost you $149 for a hopper.
Yeah, I got to think about the Atlanta Aquarium and that factor. But yeah, exactly. So, you know, trust me, your kids will be as entertained here as they will be anywhere.
It's a jungle gym.
Exactly.
It really is. They can jump in the back of a truck.
And they are.
And they are.
And they're using this as a racetrack. This little track in front of me, I've seen kids sprinting behind me all day.
It's a racetrack.
That's right. It's a racetrack. So there's something. Trust me, it's a great event for the family. All right. I didn't mean to interrupt. You were saying.
It's not going to rain in here.
That's a really good point. No rain.
No
exactly
rain in
right
here. So you could be doing something outside, but you'll be underneath the building covers. You won't even know the weather outside.
That's right. It's a little chilly, but it's not chilly in here. It's perfect. Room temperature. It's exactly where you want to be. And the skies are bright and sunny. So it's a great, well, yeah, it's 5:11. So the sun may be going away. But this is the place to be this weekend, absolutely. And so bring the family, bring the neighbors' family, come on out. In all honesty, Alan, even here, I mean, I've walked around some during each break,
mm-hmm,
and you can literally spend 4 or 5 hours, maybe more, walking around here. And certainly if you're in the market for a vehicle, you could spend well more than that.
Absolutely. So, I mean, if you're in the market and you're sitting in every car, you're opening every hood, every trunk, putting your kids in the car and seeing how they fit, you can easily be here 4 hours. There's so many cars here to see. There's different paint jobs and all that stuff, so you can kind of look around and see what kind of catches your eye.
Yeah, blasting the music like they were from the Sonda Ridgeline in front of me a few minutes ago.
They were.
but fortunately, that's been turned down. But yeah, it's an incredible event with so many incredible manufacturers, and we've seen a lot of people we know out here today. Some of the companies that advertise on the show, like George Goldman Ford out here, in fact, right in front of me, as is often the case. What are the manufacturers represented, Alan, as well?
So we've got a bunch here. Everyone knows, like FCA, Toyota, Chevy. But basically, whatever you're looking for, it's going to be here at the show. In some facet or whatnot, but also the exotics and the higher end cars like Maserati will be here as well.
Yeah.
The local Maserati dealership is making that happen.
It's an incredible event. By the way, Maserati advertises with us as well, local Maserati. So, you know, it's the ties that bind. It's an incredible event. It's the place you need to be all weekend. What did we miss, Alan? What have we not covered?
There's over 25 test drives to do.
See, Alan's one of the wheels, and Alan is still looking at his computer monitor right now because there are so many things here that you need to be reminded yourself.
I need to double check what actually is here. Because this year, actually, we totally filled up the whole show.
I can see that.
There isn't a single square footage that was left.
No.
So I was fighting to figure out how to kind of squeeze people in and make room for more people. And that's why I'm going back here to my floor plan. I'm taking a look. Like, what did I actually miss?
And yet, it's still easy to walk around. There's still plenty of room to walk around amongst the vehicles, and it's not like you're colliding with other people. It's so spacious. It's such a great space for it.
The OEMs and the manufacturers do a great job of making sure you're able to fully see the vehicle, opening all the doors, seeing all the lights, the tail lights, and those things. They basically light everything up. The only thing that's not doing it's not moving.
Yeah, exactly. But an incredible event. So many options for your kids that will entertain your kids. I promise you, get out to this event this weekend. You don't want to miss this. I'm a big fan of the South Carolina International Auto Show. For me, it's you know, The reason I watch the dog shows is to see what dog I'm interested in next. The reason the reason I love this is I get to see all these vehicles. Like, I never would have thought I really would have had any interest in a Honda Ridgeline, but I like that one that's directly in front of me.
Do you like the color of it?
I do. I like the black on black. It has little red highlights on the wheels. And apparently it plays music out the tailgate, too.
So loud sometimes it covers the radio.
That's exactly right. Now, what about you, Alan? Have you sort of cast your gaze on anything in particular?
I am currently looking.
I'm a Jeep person, by the way, too.
Jeep person. So I live in L.A., so I have a Honda Civic because it's very friendly to parallel park.
Yes, absolutely.
The trucks are not.
Yes,
but
yeah.
I do have my.
You have other considerations.
Correct. Parking is so big. But I actually want to get an SUV, and there's a couple SUVs that I'm looking at, and they are here. Can't say who it is, possibly.
Okay.
Don't want to make anyone mad. I know a lot of people out there.
That's right. That's a good
point. If they hear that I don't like their car,
that's a very good point.
They might not be coming to my show anymore.
That's an excellent point. Yeah, you don't want to play any favorites here. Alan likes them all, is what he told me during the break. Every single stinking one of them.
That's what I tell everybody.
That's right.
I like them all.
That's right. All right. So, do we cover now?
I think you got it. Yeah.
All right.
Be here. Opens at 10 a.m. every morning, rain or shine. There's plenty for the whole family to do.
Yeah, I mean that. You know, forget the movies. Kids don't want to go to the movies anyway. They want to come here. They'll be actively engaged here, trust me. It's like, what did you call it? It was like a playground. You had some other.
It's a jungle gym.
Yeah, jungle gym. Yeah, it really is. It's absolutely a jungle gym out here, I promise you. Kids going in and out of vehicles, trying them out themselves. And later, apparently, they're going to be driving their own mini vehicles.
To be honest, I've seen kids run into the entrance, and the parents are carrying them out.
Yeah.
They're just spending all their energy here.
Yeah, they're spent. Yeah, exactly right. They look like Alabama players after Clemson whooped up on the national championship game. That's a local thing, Alan.
I get it. I flew in on game day. I watched it.
There you go. And again, there's always next year for your Seahawks. All right, Alan. Again, always good to speak with you. Appreciate you taking the time. Get on out here. Trust me, you'll love the event. It's incredible. It's running all weekend long.
Perfect. I appreciate
it. Thank
you, Alan. Thank you very much, as
always. All right. We have a lot to get to. We're going to talk some NFL football. We'll talk some playoffs. Thank you, Alan. But we're going to continue to talk about the auto show as well. And I promise you, if you are even entertaining the notion of buying a vehicle in the next year or two, this is the place you need to be. You can scope everything out under one roof. You can make your own comparisons. It will at least provide you a starting point, a basis upon which to branch out. So it can all be seen here. It saves you a ton of time, and you'll thank me later. So come on out and join the show at the South Carolina International Auto Show at the Greenville Convention Center. Before we go to break, and we're going to get into some NFL conversation, I want to wrap up this college conversation first about upcoming teams and other teams that may prove to be contenders. Let me tell you about the SCDMV. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight and or secure a federal building or visit a military installation. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, my social security card, two proofs of address, and I was done. Do the same. Don't get caught up in the lines later. I promise you that'll be a headache. You do not want that to happen to you. Do it. You'll thank me later. SCDMV today. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, live from the South Carolina International Auto Show. Quick break. I'm coming to your calls on the other side.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill. Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine or transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Buddy's today at 864-646-3513.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or get more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs, with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
ACD Sports in Easley says congrats to the Clemson Tigers. And to make sure all Clemson fans are ready for the National Championship Parade Saturday morning, ACD Sports will stay open until midnight Friday and reopen Saturday at 6 a.m. Stop by the ACD Sports Clemson Fan Shop to get your new championship gear with new items arriving every day this month. ACD Sports, Highway 123 in Easley in the Hamrick Shopping Center. Look for the Clemson Fan Shop sign. Open Friday till midnight and reopening Saturday morning at 6 a.m.
No one's better than Walt Neptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Misdiagnosed as a child genius, and he never got over it.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from the South Carolina International Auto Show at the Greenville Convention Center. George Coleman Ford is out here. In fact, John just called my attention to a Ranger that is on display, a new Ford Ranger, and it's hard to describe that color. It has elements of orange, red, and copper in it. It is sharp, sharp, sharp. I could not see it from where I was sitting, but a little walk over there, and I just did. Really, really sharp vehicle. George Coleman Ford, by the way, where cars cost less and travelers rest. That's a fact. The deals at George Coleman Ford are unbelievable. By the way, they're out here today. I saw Greg Coleman and Randall and all the guys out here. Trust me, you want to establish a relationship with George Coleman Ford. Go read the reviews, Google, Yelp. They all say the same thing. Obviously, the vehicles cost less. They do an incredible job with pricing. And on the pre-owned vehicles, where they have a built-in weekly price drop until they sell, and they price them below market value to begin with. They also never have any dealer fees or service fees. Find me another dealer where you can say that. Never any dealer fees or service fees. That's a big thing with me personally. I don't know, what moves the needle for you. But they give you all of it. They give you the pricing. They give you the service. They give you the fact that they know who you are. And that's a big deal. I mean, because quite honestly, a lot of dealerships say you buy a vehicle from them 2 weeks from now, they have no idea who you are. George Coleman Ford knows your name. The people who work there have worked there for years. They reward their employees. In turn, those employees reward you. That's the secret to being successful for 90 years in business. Get out to see Greg Coleman, his incredible staff. George Coleman Ford, cars cost less and travelers rest. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines. We have a lot to get to on this show, and I can see we're going to be running out of time. Plus, we're going to be speaking with Bob Iback later. So there's that as well. Let's go to the phones first, and then we'll get in on a little bit of this college football conversation I want to wrap up before we get to the NFL playoffs. Hoss, how are you?
I'm great, Walt. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for getting in.
Yeah, everything I'm reading coming out of Miami is that the Dolphins are going to move on from Ryan Tannehill. And my question to you is, how do you think they should move forward? They're picking it in the 14th slot, so you think it's worth drafting somebody at that spot this year? Should they get a caretaker? What are your thoughts about them moving forward?
Yeah, it's a good question. See, and this goes back to last year's draft when all the reports out of Miami indicated the Dolphins badly wanted Baker Mayfield. But they never made any move that we're aware of to go and get him. And so now they're left back on the injured Tannehill boat, and it's easier said than done to just go out and get a quarterback because there are still other teams that want them. As of this moment, there are two quarterbacks in this draft. I think there will be a third. that bear consideration at that point. And one is Haskins, who I've said all along would be the top quarterback or one of the two top. And I believed months ago that he could wind up going first. He will be outside your range unless you're willing to go get him. You know, and that's the thing. I mean, now in your position, especially about to embark with a new coaching staff, I would suggest going to get him. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans were both rewarded for making moves and going and getting their guy. Kansas City made a huge leap to get Mahomes, and I think you may have to consider that type of move to go after Haskins. If you don't do that, the other two guys that are possibilities are Daniel Jones, who a lot of people love. A lot of NFL scouts love him, and I get why they love him, but I have concerns about him. He is the Duke quarterback. He's potentially a top 10 pick. And then I think the question becomes Kyler Murray and what Kyler Murray can offer, and will a team take a shot as early as that on Kyler Murray? Personally, I would. I think you have to coach him upright. You have to provide him the tools he needs. But you talk about adding a level of excitement that has not existed in that program at Miami forever. I think he would be the guy. So, and he's going to make himself available for the draft. I think that's it. Once you go beyond that, the next guy to me would be a Drew Lock or a Will Greer. I think more likely Locke. I think Locke is the other guy that could slip into that first round. He has an NFL arm. You know, there's that. There are a lot of positives as well as some negatives about Drew Locke. But I think absolutely that franchise has to make a move to go and get a young quarterback. Otherwise, you're going to be right back in the situation a year from now with a worse record, and your options may be better then, but you have to have a quarterback in this league, and the Tannehill thing has just not worked out, and due in large part to his constant injured state. There's been a lot of flux. Offensive line, you know, he's shown glimpses. He's had these occasional years where he's looked good, but of late, all you have with him the last few years is just injury.
Would you consider possibly making a move for somebody like a Nick Foles or a Joe Flacco?
I think if you could get Nick Foles, I think that would be worth pursuing. I'm almost of the opinion that the Eagles can keep both those quarterbacks, contrary to popular opinion, and sort of have Foles for a rainy day if Carson Wentz breaks down. And if I were them, that's what I would try and do. The Flacco thing doesn't intrigue me at all, especially with Miami, because Miami just has too many issues right now for a Joe Flacco to fix. I'm not a big Flacco guy anyway. I think he's been in decline for a long period of time. He's a flatliner. He doesn't bring your program any emotion whatsoever. And I think at the quarterback position, I think you need some of that. I think you need a guy who gives you some leadership, and Flacco just doesn't. I think that's a really good question. Again, I'm not a Flacco guy, so I would steer clear of Flacco. Let Flacco become somebody else's expensive problem, not yours. But I think, you know, the one thing a young quarterback gives you, Haas, it gives you, in addition to the respective abilities of the player, what young quarterbacks give franchises that haven't had recent success is they give you a four-letter word that you need, and it's hope. That's what, when Cleveland drafted Baker Mayfield, they had hope. When Buffalo drafted Josh Allen, they had hope. When the Texans drafted Deshaun Watson, hope. Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City, hope. And the hope has worked. And you need that. And I think Miami desperately needs that. And you're not going to find that in Flacco. And I don't even really think you're going to find it in Nick Foles. I think you need a young quarterback, and you need to be aggressive in pursuing. You know, again, I go back to last year. I know he wound up going one, and the price to make the move would have been extreme. But when you think back on it now, would it have been worth it to do whatever you needed to do to go get Baker Mayfield at one?
Well, I enjoy this time of year listening to your show as we lead up to the draft. I always enjoy hearing your opinions.
Thank you, Haas. Very kind. You appreciate the kind words. Good luck to you. You know, it's, again, I think in hindsight, you would have done whatever you could.
Right.
You would have made whatever move you had to. You would have gone and tried to get that spot. Now, you might not have gotten it, but at the very least, you had to go get Josh Allen. You know, you had to go get one of those guys, and one of those guys not named Rosen. Now, I think they had some love with Rosen as well. I know Herbstreit loved Rosen above all these guys. Rosen, to me, was the last guy. And that doesn't mean he can't have success, and he may have wild success if Kingsbury is his coach. I mean, Rosen has a big arm. He has talent. You know, the concern about him with some of these intangible things. But even Rosen, I didn't rule out. I liked that group of quarterbacks. I liked all of them at the top of last year's draft. I thought they all had something to offer, and that included Lamar Jackson. I think we're already seeing the benefits of that as well. Let's get to Jimmy. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey. What are the chances that the girls' Clemson basketball team make it in the tournament? Because thus far, they look very good.
Yeah. Well, they have a winning record in league play for the first time in like a million years. So there's that. I think it's way too early, Jimmy, to even guess as to that. But what you have is you have a team that's fun to watch, that plays hard on the defensive end, that can actually score because last year's team couldn't score either. They couldn't guard and they couldn't score. Now, if you can't guard and can't score, you have some problems. In all honesty, what Amanda Butler has done is pretty freaking incredible because I'm telling you, the last couple of years of that basketball team, I would do a disservice to the word unwatchable if I called them unwatchable. I mean, that's how bad it was. I mean, it was horrific. The broadcasters knew everything. It was terrible. It was just terrible. I mean, you know, every game was like a 50-point blowout. It was just, they had no hope. I go back to that word, hope. What Amanda Butler has given them is hope, and she's made them competitive. And there's a grittiness and a toughness to Amanda Butler that is tangible. And she has passed those things on to her team. And they were lacking in all those areas. So, you know, I don't know, Jimmy, about making the tournament. I guess we'll see. But I know this. Clearly, things are headed in the right direction at warp speed, and Amanda Butler is to be credited for it, as is Dan Radakovich for making that hire.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I have to pull it up on my phone, and I watched the game yesterday, and I think I watched a couple of games last year, and, you know, it was no pulse or anything, and now there's fight in them. There's a lot more fight in them.
Yeah, in all honesty, the last couple of years, you couldn't even listen to it on the radio. You listened to it for like 5 minutes. You're like, oh, man, I can't listen to that. You know, because you knew. I mean, you could put it on for 5 minutes, and in the 5 minutes, it'd be like 12-0, you know? And you knew where it was headed. But talk about a dramatic turnaround. I'm not even at the point. I don't think it's even fair to Amanda Butler to focus so much on results, like wins and losses. I'm more concerned with just the competitive nature of the style of play. Whether you win or lose these games, you are balling now. You are playing. You know, there's something there. There hasn't been anything there in a million years. I mean, again, what that woman has done in a short time is nothing short of remarkable.
Definitely. And there's something missing from the boys. I can't figure it out. I'm looking at, is it, the, you know, the guy from last year, the guard from last year, or they missing that? Looks like they're missing that one last piece of scoring or defense or something.
Yeah, I think it's a multitude of things. I think the loss of Gabe DeVoe certainly has hurt. I think perhaps more than I imagine. But one of my big concerns is just the game-to-game health of Shelton Mitchell and his freedom of movement and his ability to push the ball, because he is the push guy for this team. And right now, there's just not enough push, in my estimation. As I mentioned yesterday about the ways to beat a zone, the first way is to get to beat them down the court and not allow them to set up. And that never happened in that game. There are four transition points. This is not enough. It's not enough to win competitive games, in my mind. And so I think Clemson needs to get back to running the ball a little bit, looking for some early transition offense. And you have to hope that Mitchell holds up health-wise. You know, Virginia is obviously is an enormous challenge. You know, Virginia plays that pack line defense, and they're one of their first goals in that defense is not to allow post players to beat them, and so they'll double the post immediately. They make it very difficult there, and Clemson has not shot the ball well from three. Clemson's going to have to play way better than they played at any time this year to beat Virginia. Moving beyond Virginia, I still think there's an opportunity to turn things around. Nobody wants to start 0-3. Definitely Brad Brownell doesn't want to start 0-3. But I still think there's an opportunity to move to get better beyond that. And look, better may not be 25-10 as it was a year ago. Better might mean getting to a 500 league record and getting into the tournament. But I'm not overly optimistic about the Virginia thing, in part because I'm not optimistic about anybody playing Virginia right now. Nobody.
Yeah, they're a very. It's hard to I can't put my finger on Virginia. They seem to have all the right pieces, but it's just something about when they get into the tournament, they just laugh.
Well, again, their style of play is not conducive to winning at tournament time, as I've said a million times. You have to have more easy baskets, more transition offense. This team is scoring a little more, and what this team has that they didn't have when they lost by 20 to Maryland Baltimore County last year is that they have a healthy DeAndre Hunter. And Hunter, to me, is Scottie Pippen, who's a little more skilled offensively at the same stage. He's that level of player, and he does absolutely everything for them. And I think that I think if there is ever a year, and I've said this because I've been a guy who's been, I cross Virginia out the NCAA tournament every single year. It's the first thing I do. I have badmouthed them repeatedly over time, but I put them in my national championship game this year because I thought the embarrassment of getting bounced by 20 in the first round, but more importantly, the return of Hunter would make all the difference in the world, and so far it has. And I haven't seen anything to make me think that's wrong. I think Virginia is ultimately going to play for the national championship.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Jimmy. Lines are still pretty full. I'm coming to you. It is Todd and Easley, Fear the Turtle, Seminole Ted. We are at the South Carolina International Auto Show. We encourage you to come out and participate. We'll take a quick break. Before we do, quickly, let me tell you about Westminster Vision. Doctor of Optometry Paul Coppola, founded in 1996. Vision correction, contacts, lens dispensing. Everything is guaranteed. Dr. Coppola will give you your money back if it doesn't work for you. Custom frames and lenses. He makes the lenses himself. They're quicker. They can often reuse your existing frames. Trust me, you'll know when you're in the presence of genius. When you go see Dr. Coppola, you will know within 30 seconds you are visiting the master when it comes to eye care. You will never speak to anybody who's smarter in that field than Dr. Coppola is. Third location in Pendleton, right across from the QT. Personable staff. You deal directly with the owner. Two other locations, 1390 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson and 111 Retreat Street in Westminster. I'll give you the Clemson number. You can get the phone numbers for the other two locations from them. 864-654-4141. 864-654-4141. Westminster Vision. Quick break. We'll be back.
This Saturday, Brad Brownell and his Tigers hoops team come home to Little John as the season heats up as Tony Bennett brings his Virginia Cavaliers to Tigertown in another ACC matchup. Pre-game begins at 11:30 with a noon first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletic, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Running a business takes a lot of work. Sometimes you need help to get to the next level. When you partner with Northland Business, you'll get our local team committed to providing the customer service solutions you need to get there. With fast, affordable internet, scalable fiber optic solutions, and around-the-clock network monitoring, you can trust Northland Business to help your business grow. Just visit northlandbusiness.com to learn more today. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. See northlandbusiness.com/offers for full details.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Now that the cold weather is here, Craft Stove Store and Patio is ready for the winter with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio also features the new Radiant Heating Vented Gas Logs that have a real fire look and give radiant warm heat. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Westminster Vision is now opening a third location on Highway 28 in Pendleton next to State Farm Insurance. This new office will offer even more state-of-the-art medical eye care along with the professional one-on-one eyeglass service we are so proud of. There's a large selection of frames as well as all types of contact lenses, including specialty and custom designs. We'd like to thank our patients and customers who have made this possible. Come by and see us or call 654-4141 for an appointment.
Does the law have you on the ropes? Then call the Dunaway Law Firm today. We handle car wrecks, workers' compensation cases, divorces, criminal defense, and just about every other legal case you can think of. They know the players, they know the ropes, and they know how to get the results their clients are entitled to. Don't go it alone. Call 224-1144. Call today for a free consultation. Don't wait. Call today to get what you deserve. 224-1144.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Get ready. It's time. Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show, January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show. You can't do that online. Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
No one's better than Walt Daptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Think of it as a cleansing of the mind.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Right.
Walter Tula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Back to the great John Hyatt. We are live at the South Carolina International Auto Show, where I am joined by Johnny Hyatt and a cast of thousands. Come on out and see us this afternoon. All weekend. The event runs all weekend, 10 to 9 today, tomorrow 10 to 5 on Sunday. It just doesn't get better than this. Every vehicle that you can think of, dream of, is all under one roof, including all the exotics, which are down on the other end. There's something for the kids. There's even a kiddie drive course where they drive mini cars. I mean, trust me when I tell you this. This really is like a jungle gym. The kids are climbing in and out of these vehicles. I mean, it's the place to be. Bring the family. Get on. Kids 12 and under, or is it under 12 or 12 and under? Under 12.
Let's go with that.
Kids, that's safer.
Exactly. Yeah,
kids under 12 getting free. You 12-year-olds pay up.
Yeah.
No, kids under 12.
Get your allowance money.
Yeah, kids under 12 getting free. I mean, that's just an incredible deal. You don't get that. Try running that by the Atlanta Aquarium. See what they hit you with. You mortgage your house. Have to go there.
Not to mention the drive to Atlanta.
That's right. You know, get on out here. You'll thank me later. It's an incredible event. Lots to get to. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. Still have college football to get to. Still have NFL to get to. Before we do any of that, I'm craving the Krispy Kreme. I swear I am. You know, I don't want to put Krispy Kreme in my box. I'm craving the Krispy Kreme now. Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg, the Reese family have been doing donuts right since the early 60s. Listen, have you tried the New York Super Cheesecake Donut?
I have not been able to yet since thank you to Jonathan Taylor, I didn't have to make my trip down there.
Oh, that's right. He got out. You know, Ramon, I let him out of it. I tried to give him something to get him out of it because I told him 12 times. I told him like 12 times, don't worry about John. You don't have to go get the donuts. And he said, he just kept saying the same thing. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to go get them. He never actually did. You know, he kept saying he was going to go get them, but never actually did go get them. So I just came to the point where, you know, just don't worry about John. Forget it. So I'm glad that Jonathan Taylor thing worked out for him. But in any case, you need to get the New York Super Cheesecake Donuts. Ramona thinks the Oreo cookie donut is the best ever. Other people have said that. I don't know that donut. I mean, I know it, but I haven't tried that donut yet. I have tried the Reese's Pieces donut, which is insanely good. I have not yet tried the Reese's Outrageous donut, which is the one I really want. That's like the chocolate glaze-covered donut with all the Reese's stuff on it.
You made the sell. Stop selling.
Yeah, that's what I really want. This is all at Anderson, Spartanburg, Krispy Kreme. And don't forget, the Reese family will help you with any of your fundraising needs. I mean, you know, look, if you have a fundraising project, what are you going to do? Go buy some of those nameless, boxless, stale cookies that they made commercially in like 1950 and that they're still selling? No, get Krispy Kreme donuts. I mean, are you kidding me? That's how to raise some real money. Go see them. Tell them I sent you. Call them. Anderson, Spartanburg, the Reese family. All right, to the Northland Communication Phone Lines. It is Todd and Easley. Todd.
Walter.
What'd she say?
She said, I hear you guys on the radio.
Yeah. Todd, what's going on?
Yeah. Oh, I just want to get you in on a little conversation. I've been going out back with a Hurricane fan, or the little U as I've been calling them. He was texting me about how great a hire Manny Diaz has, and I've been asking him why, and then blowing him out of the water with my text, and he keeps shooting back. Our numbers, I said, well, your numbers are based on what? Beating up, playing defense against a bunch of teams in the ACC Coastal that have no offense?
I'm sorry, you lost me. What's the argument? The argument's about the Miami defense?
Yes, Miami defense, how great they are. I've been saying their numbers are bogus because they're based on playing teams that don't have any offense.
The Miami defense had one, maybe two defensive linemen on the whole team worth of crap. The linebackers were pretty good. The secondary wasn't bad. I mean, the defense wasn't bad, not close to Clemson. I mean, not remotely in Clemson's universe. Anyone who thinks so knows nothing about talent or personnel or anything. I mean, it's not even remotely close. It's utterly, utterly laughable. Asinine.
To me, that was his whole basis for them hiring Manny Diaz, because of his defensive numbers at Miami. And I keep telling him their numbers are fraudulent, because they're based on teams that don't have any offensive pulse. And not one team in the last 3 years has played outside.
We were just talking about Jonathan Taylor. I mean, and John winning that bet. Jonathan Taylor is still gaining yards against Miami. I mean, he rushed for like 1,000 yards against Miami. Every time they handed it to him was like 15 yards. Wisconsin didn't have another offensive weapon. They didn't have a receiver. You know, their best receiver has been suspended all year. Their quarterbacks are atrocious. The only thing they had was Jonathan Taylor. You knew, I knew, John knew, Miami knew, Wisconsin, everyone in the whole building knew Jonathan Taylor was getting the ball every single time. You know how many times Miami stopped it? Never. Ever.
That's what I kept trying to tell them. There's no one outside of Clemson that they faced with an offense in the top 50 in the last 3 years. And the one team that they played that had the offense in the top 50 beat them 38-3.
Miami was the number 8 team. They were the bogus number 8 team in the country before the season. Everybody had it all wrong, and so their whole season stunk. They got worked in their bowl game, and now the new move of the goalposts is now, okay, yeah, we can't talk about that anymore. They really weren't any good. They really stunk. They didn't even get to the ACC Championship game. They weren't ranked. The only thing we're left with is, oh, yeah, but they're really good on defense? No, you just stunk. I mean, the defense, look, is the defense like a top 25 defense? Yes. Is it remotely in Clemson's universe? Not on any level.
And is it worthy of hiring that scrub, Manny Diaz? I don't think it will be.
No.
I think
they're 0 for 4. Yeah, I think they're 0 for 4. They whiffed on Randy Shannon. They whiffed on Al Golden, and they whiffed on Mark Richt. I knew those were three terrible hires and said so, and I don't think this hire is any good either.
I think it was a knee-jerk reaction. To me, I think they should have went after Gary Patterson from TCU. At least called him and talked to him. Never know.
Yeah. No, that's right. Thank you, Todd. Right. Miami. A Miami fan is arguing that the Miami defense is better than Clemson's.
From 2001.
You just can't be that delusional. I guess you can. Fear the turtle. Turtle. How you doing, Turtle?
Hello?
Yeah. Live on air. How are you? Fear the Turtle. All right, Ramon, I'm putting him on hold. Right. Like the seventh time is my limit. Roger and Anderson. Roger, how are you?
Hey, doing good, Walt. I want to talk NFL, but congratulations to Clemson National Champs 2018. That is it was so sweet Monday night. It was just so sweet. And I'll talk about that with you some other time. But yeah. It was the best. That was the best that I could have hoped for, to beat Alabama like that and to watch Saban meltdown and all that went down that game is just awesome, incredible. But these games on the weekend, on paper, these are – four really good divisional matchups, as good as there's been in years, really, when you look at the quarterback. But you were talking about the Patriots in the last hour. I think there is a good chance, not San Diego, but the L.A. San Diego Chargers go to Fox for a – I don't know if they're going to win. I think the Patriots, because they had a bye, their Rob Granny Cal might be able to do something. He might get a few catches.
Granny Kowski.
I mean, honestly, the guy's completely breaking down. Even Edelman, I don't think he's recovered from his knee operation and what
he's got to stop dropping passes.
A lot of hits.
I mean, He just drops a ton of – all year I've been – we actually, for several years, I've been complaining about Edelman's drops. For a guy who's supposed to be a possession receiver, he actually led the NFL in most drops.
I hate to say it, he's looking a lot like old alligator arms Wes Welker. And I just – but this game, I keep hearing Brady is declining and he's old. Well, of course, there's some decline. He's 41. But if they lose – and the losses that they've had this season are squarely on Bill Belichick. Tom Brady has taken pay cuts. He's done everything he could to restructure his contract so they could have operating room to go get players for offense. Okay, they went out and got Josh Gordon. That was an emergency 911 call. It's an indictment. If they lose, it's an indictment on this horrible hit and miss and a lot of more misses than hits that Bill Belichick has done in the draft.
I think letting Brandon Cooks go was probably a mistake.
It was. And just the players that they have drafted, especially the receiver position, have just not panned out. And they don't go and find guys. They've got, they're still the same team they were years ago. All these underneath 5-yard, 10-yard route receivers. Chris Hogan is limited. And Gronkowski is just not capable of being anything. He's a shell of what he was. I think this
I warned about that last draft time. You know, when the Patriots drafted Gronkowski, they drafted Hernandez in the same year, and they had the two tight ends. And I thought that was going to be something they continued to do. The team that's doing that now is Philadelphia. But I think the Patriots need to not only get back to that, but I think they need to draft that position badly. I mean, you know, it's Gronkowski or bust, and he is, as you say, he is Gronkowski. Now, I do think that he's actually healthy for the first time all year, and he basically has had the second half of the season off. So if you're ever going to see a rebirth of him, you could well see it, you know, starting this weekend.
I just want, he's got to be able to provide some kind of rely, a few catches here and there. I actually think we're going to win a close game, and I think the Colts are going to beat the Chiefs, and I think it's going to be Indianapolis revisiting. You know what? We played them years ago in that bogus Deflategate game. We embarrassed them. And I think if they're going to have to play us in Foxborough if they beat Kansas City, which I think they will do. Andy Reid is the Marty Schottenheimer of his time. He just can't.
Wow. Wow. Andy Reid is the Marty, for the same team.
Very much so. I mean, pretty much Kansas City. He did make it to one Super Bowl with Philadelphia.
Yeah, with Philadelphia.
He got beat by us, but that was the meltdown with Donovan McNabb. But I just see the Colts coming to Foxborough, and I honestly, if we lose, it's not going to be Tom Brady's fault. It's going to be because of the exposure of, once again, and we talked about Bill Belichick's failure as a general manager of this team.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I actually think there's something to that. And let's be honest, the only reason New England doesn't have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, as it turned out, was Bill Belichick's boneheaded defensive alignment against Miami on the final sequence of the game.
Who was on the field that had no business being on the field at that time?
Yeah, it wasn't just Gronkowski. His entire defensive alignment in that situation was completely screwed up in every way, shape, and form. You know, I still don't understand any. He had four down linemen with one play left in the game. Roger, I got to run. I'm at the top of the hour. I apologize.
Bye, Walt.
Good job, as
bye,
always.
Walt.
Thank you. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5.